Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Catherine from Local Splash. This is Michael.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Catherine. I know you've been trying to reach me for a minute.
Yes, I've been trying to reach you because we had an agreement to call you before the April billing.
I know, and I forgot about that. I was like, I'm slammed right now, and I just couldn't answer the phone, and then I realized, wait a minute, I know why she's trying to reach me now, because it's towards the first of the month.
You got a cut, yeah. She agreed on to calling you, like.
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, to answer your question, I guess I'm ready to move forward.
All right, well, that would be a very good idea to get back with a Google Ads campaign. Do we add it into your upcoming billing and set up $300 right now?
I guess so. I mean, now be about as good a time as any.
All right, no worries. And then we'll just go ahead and do the thing set up towards the Google Ads campaign, correct?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm just going to add it to your billing. Don't worry, that's going to come out on the 6th of April. So instead of a regular $249, it's going to become $549 by then. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right. But of course, at any point that you do have questions about it, let me know. Or if you want, I mean, if you do have some time right now, we can go over, you know, a couple details about it. Maybe you do want some necessary changes towards how the Google Ads are running. Any concern you have, or do we just keep it same?
Well, I think the thing that I was a little bit lost on was when I first signed up with you guys, didn't I first sign up at this package?
Yes. Hold on. Give me one quick second and verify that. Give me one. Let me see here. Okay. Yep, that was the original. And then later on, when you were out of season, you wanted to remove it, okay? And what happened was that, you know, you noticed that there was a downpour of leads coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And the solution that we're actually bringing up is to put back the Google Ads because that was working. That definitely worked a lot during those times. So we're kind of like seeing how it's going to affect the business once it's running again.
I guess the question that I got might sound stupid or whatever, but it's just because when I ask questions like this, it's because I don't understand.
And so when
you answer it, I'm okay, now I understand. So I really, first of all, I really appreciate it when you guys knocked it down for me like that, because you have no idea how much that helped me.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's down like that, I'm the type of person that when I was thinking about this, I was like, I can't remember if I started out at the $550 because that was what the charge was and they lowered it to help me out, or if the lowered amount is something you could, in other words, I didn't know how long I could keep going at that lower rate. Like, I think you lowered it for me to help me, not to keep it there.
You got it.
Right.
That was because you were out of season and you needed to adjust. So that was lowered down the package for you.
Yep,
however, there's really going to be a very huge difference towards having your initial subscription rather than just keeping the lowered amount, because again, we're removing Google Ads. We are removing that ad campaign that puts you at the very top of the page under the sponsored ad section for a potential customer to see you there.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
There's definitely a difference. So again, yes, it's definitely helping you financially because the business is out of season, but it's also giving a negative effect because of the fact that there's no Google Ads running.
Yes, ma'am. And I tell you, my phone's been blowing up for the last two weeks.
Well, that's the SEO kicking in, I would say. And that's going to blow up more if we run the Google Ads campaign.
Yeah, it's a little scary because I'm a little short on people right now.
No, that's okay.
And at the same time, I'm in the middle of eye surgeries and can't even drive my own truck. But that's, you know, that's going to pass. But like I said, I really, I didn't want to play my violin to you that last time we were talking. I was like, she's going to think I'm like the biggest con man she's ever spoke to. But what she don't realize is I really do have these problems. And, no. But I was like, nah, spare her the eye surgery story, even though it's true. You know, don't unload on her, you know, but anyway, I was struggling like crazy. And now all these calls are coming in, and I lost one of my main stucco guys, my best stucco man, lost him. And so, and now I just got one stucco man, but I still got painters. Mm-hmm. So I'm hanging on. I'll make it.
That's the good news. Okay, that's definitely good news.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we still do recommend putting back the Google Ads for the reason that SEO may not be like this all the time. So, for example, you're getting a lot of calls these times because everything's properly, everything's really optimized, heavily optimized.
Yeah.
However, again, remember, it's a continuous competition. What if other businesses are going to start running Google Ads? It's definitely going to kick you out of the current ranking, and it's definitely going to affect everything as well. So that's why we recommend to put it back, at least, even if other, you know, I would say other businesses would run Google Ads too, it's not going to, you know, put a setback towards your business.
Yeah.
Just because they're doing more than you're currently doing.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, again, if you encounter the same problems moving forward, if it's not working, we could always discuss and see how we can help you when it comes to it.
All right. Well, the only issue that I've had is when my phone rings.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I go to answer it, something weird happens, and I'm not really sure what's happening. But I'll go to answer it, and I'll go, hello, and I can hear somebody talking, but then I can hear the phone ringing, like, while I'm trying to talk. I can hear the phone ringing. And so I usually just go, I'm sorry, let me try to call you back. And then I hang up, and then I go through the dashboard, and I find their number, and I just call them straight back. And that's happened a few times.
Oh, you should have told me about it, Michael. That is something we need to look into. Yeah.
Yeah, I did tell you a couple of times, maybe a couple of times, but it's been a few weeks ago when I mentioned it. But it did happen to me several times, and I got to where I was like, you know what, it might be better if I just don't answer it, because when I don't answer it, then they have the option to leave all their info, and then I get that message saying, hey, you have a lead, which is awesome. You know, you got a lead from this person. Call them. That seems to work good, but when I try to answer it, for the last few months, I've had kind of strange things happen where I'll hear like a, I don't know how to explain, like an echo or something, and then the phone's ringing. I'm like, why is the phone ringing? And the person answered, and I'm talking to them, but the phone's ringing. Yeah, I mentioned it to you a couple of times. You might have forgot, but a few weeks ago.
I'm looking into our notes here. I don't
thank
know
you, brother.
That. But I do want to address that concern that you have about your phone. Are you able to let me know when you experience it again? We just really need to capture the phone number that the call came in.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go ahead and have our tech team look into it and, of course, get that fixed. Is that okay?
You mean the particular number that I might have had that issue with?
Yes, you are correct. Just even one number would work. Just give us samples of when you experienced that, and then we'll have our technical team look into it.
Well, you know what? I probably will have to let that happen again because it's happened a couple, two or three times, and I can't tell you who because now that my phone's blowing up, and I'm getting all these calls.
Correct. But in case you experience it again, just send me the number. You can have
to. I will.
So you don't need to give me a call if you're not available, if you're busy. Just send me a text. Let me know if that is a phone number that you want to look into because you're experiencing that issue. And then we'll have our technical team look into it.
Okay. Yeah, I about, I'm going to say 2 to 3 weeks ago, I had to actually show back up on the jobs where I was having my guys run everything. And then when I lost my main guy and I started having these eye surgeries, I couldn't drive anymore. So now my young helper comes and picks me up, takes me to the job site. And so now I'm spending time on the job site like I used to do, like years ago. And so if I don't answer the phone, it's probably because I'm right in the middle of, you know, because I notice a lot of times when you guys call, I'm like right in the middle of something that I just can't talk, or I can't even see my phone. Like I can't see the screen who's calling unless I'm in a dark place. But this is going to pass. Eventually I'll have my second eye surgery, and hopefully I'll go back to driving again.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'll get another stucco, man.
Oh, I hope for the best.
Yeah,
I look forward to that.
You.
But don't forget to make sure you send me the phone number in case you experience it again, which I hope you don't experience. I hope everything's really doing well when it comes to your call tracking. But let me know. Right? Don't forget to let me
know.
Yes,
ma'am.
And I'll work on it. And just to give you a heads up as well, Michael, I've already added the Google Ads towards your April 6th billing. So just please take note of that too. Okay?
Okay. Now, before we go, it's very possible that since my vision is compromised right now, like I'm seeing fog, like all I see is fog.
Okay.
I can see everything, but I have to see through the fog. So it's very possible that when the phone's ringing and I'm looking at it and I'm looking at that little orange dot that I need to answer the phone.
Yes.
It could be that I'm in the sun and I'm struggling to see what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
And it that could have something to do with it. That's why I want to see the next time that rings and I'm in an area where I can actually see my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see, is it me or is it something other happening?
Yeah. Well, that would be a very good thing to look into as well. Just make sure, again, let me know how it goes. I'm not able to really dig into that situation as of now because we don't have a specific sample.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We actually need a sample so we can look
into
it. Because I do see
not
the dashboard, you have a lot out here. We cannot go into all these calls.
Yeah.
Take a look into them one by one. So if you encounter it again, let me know and we'll look into it.
Okay? Well, one thing I really love is the fact that, like, if I don't know somebody's calling me, like, if I'm just so tied up and the phone's in my pocket and it's ringing and I have no clue who it is, when I pick up my phone later and I look and it says, we're forwarding this lead to you.
Yeah, there's a text.
I love that. I love that because I'm constantly checking my text messages all the time. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is awesome. I need to call this person. And so that's really killer. That's helping me connect.
Well, thank you so much for that. You know, really, I'm really glad you like that feature as well.
Yes,
and we'll continue to do that. As long as there are leads coming in, we'll definitely notify you.
All right, Catherine.
Okay. Well, it's been a while, Michael. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But we'll get into work, get everything probably set up, and, of course, we'll hope for the best. We hope that you get one more really good stucco guy to help you out.
Yes, ma'am. thank you.
I hope for the best. Thank you so much for your time, Michael.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You too. Bye. Um.